You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hi, this is Phil Rogers. This is MLB.com Extras, Chicago White Sox edition. As always, joined by the inimitable Scott Merkin, a career beat writer for the White Sox on MLB.com. Merk, how you doing?
Not too bad. Just a little layover in between Detroit and St. Louis, and ready to go back into action.
Well, you know, I know when you get to St. Louis Tuesday night, you got the pleasure of looking forward to a Chris Sale start. Seems like no matter how the team around him goes, good or bad, there's always Chris Sale games to look forward to. Has a chance, as you wrote on the site, if he can strike out 10 or more tomorrow night, continue the streak. If he can do it for his eighth straight game, he would join Pedro Martinez as the only pitcher to ever do that. I'm just going to throw these numbers out real quick. I know you know them, but, man, are they impressive. With his last 68 innings, he has 103 strikeouts. But to me, even more impressive, he's given up only 38 hits and walked 11. So like a 10-to-1 strikeout-to-walk ratio almost, and a crazy low opponent's batting average. You know, you watch him, you see that the fastballs, which this year have been 97 and 98, he's even hit 99. You know, the wipeout slider, the changeup. You've got to pick, of those three pitches in this streak, which do you think has been the most effective, the fastball, the slider, or the changeup?
It's kind of hard to pick. I guess it's kind of like saying, who's your favorite kid, right? I mean, it's they're all so good. I mean, and I think the fact that they're all so good makes him that dominant. You know, we were talking to Tyler Flowers over the weekend about Carlos Rodon and about how he worked his changeup in more to his last start. I think he threw it 20 times. And Flowers alluded to the fact that, you know, getting to be more like Sale where he uses the changeup a little more. And just having that pitch with a 97-mile-an-hour fastball and that delivery and that slider, I think just keeps hitters even more off balance. You know, it'll be interesting, Phil, because Sale arguably is, you know, I think he was one of the best starting pitchers in baseball anyways before this run. Right now, I guess he's 1-1A with Max Scherzer in terms of pure dominance over the last, you know, month or so. But, you know, Sale in St. Louis, where I think they're, what, 29-7 at home, it should be an interesting battle of wills. It may go about 15 innings scoreless, and assuming the bullpen can hold up after Sale walks out of there, the way things have been going. But I don't know. You've seen him, too. It's hard to pick a pitch just because everything has worked. You know, once he kind of got through that first month, which, you know, whether he says, I understand he hurt his foot and not his arm, but, you know, he needed a little time to get his feet under him. Like, you know, that's what spring training is for. He didn't really have any of it. He heard it before, you know, like really right as workout started. Once he got that under him, he has just been to another level, just kind of ridiculous. You know, I think he's dropped his ERA from like 5.89 to just around 3 right now. It's hard to say which one. It just depends on the situation, depends on the hitter. Some games he'll feature more changeups. Some games he'll go more sliders. Some games he's focusing more on just fastball command, and he's excellent and almost unhittable. And I mean, I'm not stretching it when saying almost unhittable with all of them.
Yeah, I agree. I think the answer is the fastball, because when he needs to put a guy away, when he gets in the seventh, eighth inning, I think that's still the one that he thinks is the best, as good as the other two are. I think he reaches back, and, you know, that from that arm angle he throws, the 97, 98, all of a sudden is looking like 104, and there's nobody that can catch up to it when he throws it. But,
is that fun watching. Isn't it? That's that second gear that Robbins talked about and that you hear scouts talk about and that Nolan Ryan had and Sandy Koufax had and Randy Johnson had. And, you know, it's something that separates really good pitchers. And I'm, you know, a guy like Jose Quintana, you know, a guy who with a few more wins would probably be a perennial all-star. And I know everyone hates the win stat at this point or whatever, but, you know, nonetheless, a very good pitcher. And then you take Sale in that second gear, that finishing kick, so to speak, and it you know, puts you as an elite hurler.
Yep. Okay. And now back to reality. Talking about the White Sox beyond Chris Sale, you got a team that even with Chris Sale on this run, they're 9-16 in June. And I heard this stat, a factoid recently, which kind of startled me. Since the start of the 2013 season, the White Sox record, which is 168-230, it has now become the second worst in baseball. It's been, at the start of the year, I think the Cubs and the Twins had a worse record, but they've started winning. The White Sox continuing to lose. And all of a sudden, that record is only a little bit better than the Astros. So a team that's 29th record over the last 2.5 seasons. Interesting to me, the interview over the weekend with Kenny Williams basically saying, in essence, it's my fault, blame me. I thought Rick Hahn was the general manager, but Kenny said that if, when Jerry Reinsdorf is angry, the first call goes to him, not to Rick Hahn. So to me, it all kind of raises the question. What's your view? Is it just a collaboration of three individuals that are making these calls between Jerry Reinsdorf, Ken Williams, and Rick Hahn, or who ultimately is setting the, making the trades and running the baseball operations?
Well, it's a couple of interesting points you make in the whole lead in there. Number one, the record since 2013. I hear that a lot from people who, want Robin shipped out of town, Robin Ventura. And I understand the anger of Sox fans because, as you know, Phil, when you have the excitement they had going into the season, which was probably at the highest peak I've seen since probably after the 2005 World Series championship, when you have that excitement and it fails, big time. I mean, they're 10 under and not looking like a team, which Kenny said on Friday night when he was talking to all of us, not really, there's not a lot of signs from a team right now that they're going to turn it around. You have that same level of anger. You don't get a lot of people who say, this is our year, look at the additions we made, we're going to win it all. And then when they fall short, say, oh, well, we tried. That doesn't happen in this day and age in sports. But I think the records since 2013 basically points up that teams like Houston and the Cubs and the Twins have had better 2015s than the White Sox. If you want to point to one year that you want to say, well, that's a disappointment with Robin at the helm, I'd say this year, and he'd be the first one to say it. He told us at Sox Fest that, when we talked about the expectations, he said, that's where we want to be. We're not running from this. We want to win the division. We want to win the World Series. It's not like we're scared to be good. But as you know, Phil, you've been around Chicago. I mean, in 13, after they realized pretty quickly that team wasn't going anywhere, they, quasi blew it up and started making some trades. So you're not going to win much the rest of that year. 14 wasn't designed to win. That was designed to kind of develop some of these younger guys, build the core a little bit more. And this year was. And this year has been a big disappointment. So, like I said, I still think this is on the players. This is a veteran team. This is not a team that's, developmental. This is not a college team where you got to go out and instruct them on bunting and base running and defense. These are a lot of veteran players on this team, and they're just not performing. They're not playing well together. And in terms of the Kenny-Rick thing, it's an interesting dynamic. But, the way I took that is that, Jerry and Kenny have worked together for a long time. They know each other very well, and there's a chain of command to work in any company. In our company, there's a chain of command, where someone will say something to someone and then they'll say something to the next person. Sometimes there's a direct connection, but there's a chain of command in most well-run businesses. So I understand that, I don't know, did he need to say it? I think we all know that Kenny is Rick's, boss in terms of the chain of command, but I think Rick is making the moves. Rick Hahn is too astute a guy, too good of a baseball guy to take a job where he was just holding a position. He would not have agreed to this role if it wasn't, if he didn't have general manager powers. So, yeah, is Kenny in it? And of course he is. Is Jerry in it? Well, of course he is. Jerry's the guy who calls the shots and he owns the team. But I think, there's a chain of command, and I think that's what Kenny was saying. I don't think it was – I understand that it was perceived as, kind of a I'm in charge type of comment, but I think it's just, this is – it was almost kind of saying, well, when he gets mad, I'm the first one to kind of hear about it type of thing, not like as a bragging thing, like, who do you think hears it first type of deal. So, but they all work well together. From top to bottom, they all work well together.
Yeah, I also think it's in keeping with Ken's character that he, he's like a pitcher who's pitching, but he's a little bit hurt and he's never going to admit he's hurt. Kenny is always going to express that, I expect the best. I expect more. And so put it on me. I'm not afraid to take the responsibility. So I think that's in character, too. Merck, I do appreciate it. For Scott Merkin, this is Phil Rogers. This has been MLB.com Extras, Chicago White Sox edition.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.